You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio. In for Steve Buhnen, here's Glenn Smith and the quarterback, Sean Salisbury.
Day one, SB Nation Radio, and we love it. Beginning of a long, awesome relationship. We come out smoking. We had Ryan Dunsmore from SB Nation talking Astros and Texans right here on SB Nation Radio and 1560 local heat here in Houston. But it's all over the country, and we're fortunate now to be joined, as you just heard, from Jerry Colangelo talking USA men's basketball. But now let's switch over to a little baseball. Trade deadline today has come and passed, and there's some big ones. One we left out real quick but happened a little earlier was Josh Reddick and Rich Hill. Typical Billy Beane move, sending them to Oakland for a couple pitching, well, three pitching prospects. And so
he kind of hopes they'll hit on one out of three, maybe two out of three.
That's right, and two, and that's the way Billy does it, playing Billy ball and then and the money ball. And Josh Reddick and Rich Hill, both free agents at the end of the year, so it's a Dodger rental. Will this rental pay off? Well, here to talk about that and all of Major League Baseball is Chris Castillo. Why'd I say Castillo? See, I'm already talking about Vinny Castillo. Chris Cotillo of SB Nation talking MLB. Chris, always good to have you on, and we appreciate you joining us on the opening of the new radio station, SB Radio, and we appreciate you joining us with SB Nation Radio today, buddy.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Sounds like a really good opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, it sure does, and we're grateful to have you on. Chris, let's start with the biggest trade of the group. You know, there's LaCroix, and then there's Beltran, and then there's the Hill and Reddick. Is there one that sticks out to you, whether it's one team dominated getting young prospects or a team that made a great move as they head down the stretch on a good rental?
You know, I think the Rangers won today if you're looking at, you know, clubs looking to go and really go for it this year. Obviously, the Rangers made the big move for Carlos Beltran earlier in the day, giving up one of their top pitching prospects, Dylan Tate, and then moving on to Jonathan Lucroy, as you mentioned. Lucroy, obviously, a really big trade candidate all summer, was linked especially to the Mets, just on and on and on, and then to the Indians. That deal obviously was blocked by Lucroy when he decided he didn't want to go to Cleveland, and there were some issues there. The Rangers swooped in, gave up their number 2 and 3 overall prospects in a really strong system, not just for him, but also for Jeremy Jeffress, a closer.
Yep.
And I think, I mean, that's three big additions. They solved the bullpen, they solved catcher, and they got an outfielder. You know, I mean, those things are really all big moves, and I think Texas really wins today.
When you see what Cleveland did, a lot of people think that Cleveland, you know, getting Miller is a difference maker for them, and how they're hitting and pounding the ball. You know, they can play a lot of different ways. How do you see what Terry Francona is doing in Cleveland?
It's definitely, you know, Andrew Miller was a huge addition. I think it's really tough for Cleveland. I really look at Cleveland and Texas as the two kind of front runners in the East, especially after this deadline. But Cleveland probably would have had, you know, Andrew Miller and Jonathan Lucroy, and they could have made another move today, depending on how the Lucroy thing shook out. They end up with, you know, just Andrew Miller. Lucroy goes to Texas, who they're probably going to see somewhere down the road, whether it's in the ALCS or whatever. And I think that's an interesting storyline to follow, too. The top two contenders in the American League, both going hard after Lucroy. One of them ends up getting him, and the other, spurned by him, kind of left at the altar, which I think is going to be a really interesting storyline, as I said.
Chris Cotillo joining us here on SB Nation Radio, talking Major League Baseball trade deadline. Today came and passed, and a lot of movement. Grateful to have him join us here on SB Nation Radio with Glenn Smith. I'm Sean Salisbury. You know, Chris, I look at the Yankees, and it's pretty obvious what we're trying to see here, right? I mean, Miller gone, Beltran gone, Chapman gone. And in about, what, in a couple years, you're looking at the free agent class of the guys like Manny Machado and that group. Aren't they building this young prospect, get this farm young and youthful, ready, and then have some big money to do what the Yankees have always done in the past, and that's go back into paying about $150 million to two players and getting those guys and being in the market to be able to snatch a couple of those big-time free agents?
I think $150 million is probably less than half of what they're going to spend on Bryce Harper in a couple of years.
Exactly.
That's the worst-kept secret in baseball, right, that they want to go after Harper. And
right.
They're really – Matt Harvey's their other target, obviously. His stock's a little bit down right now after some struggles and an injury. But I think those are the guys the Yankees really already are in that free agent market in a few years, Harper and Matt Harvey. But as you said, Machado, I believe Donaldson, a ton of free agents available then. So it seems like the moves they made were kind of geared towards then. I think we're looking at potentially, and I live in Boston, so, you know, my friends are not going to love hearing this, but we're looking at the probably the start of the next Yankee dynasty, and it comes from a lot of guys that are going to come up, whether it be Clint Frazier, Justice Sheffield, Gleyber Torres, Dylan Tate. They got a ton of really good prospects at this deadline. Made a bunch of moves that I think it was time for them to make. Obviously, Miller, Chapman, and Beltran, obviously, all going out of town, and I think a very, very interesting deadline for New York.
Well, I hate hearing that news, too, because I'm a diehard Sox fan, so I don't like it either. I was just in Fenway about 3 weeks ago, so I don't want to hear the Yankees build a dynasty either, my man. So let's hope something doesn't happen there.
Chris, was there any truth to them trying to move McCann? I mean, was that just rumor that was out there?
I mean, they looked into it. I think at this time of year, there's a lot of stuff that gets looked into, and I bet probably about 15-20% of that leaks out, and when it does, there's some interesting rumors for sure. You know, I think Atlanta was being really creative at this deadline, not just looking to move some pieces like they were. They obviously got rid of Bud Norris and made that interesting move for Matt Kemp, but they were looking to make some additions, as I mentioned. I mean, Kemp is one. They looked at McCann a little bit. They inquired on Ryan Braun. They were talking a little bit about Chris Sale. So I think we're looking at the McCann thing more being a product of just Atlanta really looking to kind of turn the corner in their rebuild and start to make additions. I think they'll be really aggressive this winter, the Braves, just on the catching market, whether it be in free agency with Wilson Ramos and Matt Wieters or looking at to the Yankees for McCann. But I think the Yankees were kind of open to anything. As we saw, they made four deals. Even Nova also traded kind of at the last minute to the Pirates. They shopped Michael Pineda, Nathan Eovaldi. But I just think nothing was really off the table for the Yankees, and that's how it should have been for them.
Chris Cotillo, SB Nation, covering Major League Baseball, joins us here on SB Nation Radio. Great to have this relationship not only with him, but with SB Nation. On our first day with SB Nation Radio, Glenn Smith joins me, Sean Salisbury, Steve Buehnen is on vacation. Glad Stretch is here. Chris, speaking to those Red Sox, I mean, we obviously know there's a murderer's row lineup there. They're making a run at this thing. Well, talk to me about David Price. What's wrong? What's missing? Is it just what do you expect? What are we gonna get out of him down the stretch?
It's crazy. I mean, there's a couple moves over the offseason that I thought, wow, these are sure bets, and just basically the whole, you know, a lot of starters have been completely turned upside down in terms of what we could expect from him. Price obviously being one, Sonny Gray is another one, Chris Archer. I mean, just some shocking guys towards the bottom of the league there. The Price thing is really mind-boggling. You know, I think he's looked at a lot of different ways to change his delivery, and Dustin Pedroia has talked to him about that. And, you know, there's just a lot of different theories out there, but for whatever reason, he just can't get it together. And you're seeing the Red Sox obviously kind of being afraid of him never being able to get it together this year, going out making an aggressive move for Drew Pomeranz, and Pomeranz has struggled in his first couple starts too. The Red Sox were definitely looking at starting pitching help over the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours. They were trying to get Chris Sale and Jose Quintana from the White Sox, but they're not willing to part with Yoan Moncada, probably not willing to part with Andrew Benintendi there, their top two prospects. So at this point, it looks like the Red Sox rotation will stay what it is for the rest of the year. And for them, they're definitely hoping the Price can be what he has been in the past.
And let me ask you, what about the Pirates? What do you make of the Pirates really, you know, kind of the lack of – I really thought they'd step up and kind of have something with a bang, and, you know, it didn't happen.
You willing to count them out?
I'm not. But tell me,
I just think what they did today makes them look like definite sellers. The news just broke a few minutes ago. Francisco Liriano traded from Pittsburgh to Toronto, which I think is a surprising move not a lot of people saw coming. They made a small move with the Mets, trading John Neese for Antonio Bastardo in a move where those guys go back. Obviously, getting Nova is an interesting move for the threat. So the Pirates are a very interesting team to me because, you know, they make a short-term rental addition in Ivan Nova for the stretch run, but also trade Melanson, trade Liriano, get Drew Hutchinson. It seems like more of a status quo thing than anything, not really on either side of the buyers or the sellers. And, you know, again, when you're going up against the Cubs and some other beasts in that National League, I think a little more would have probably helped their playoff hopes a lot more. And so it's just kind of a weird deadline for them.
Well, we got to go, Chris. We got a hard out, but in 10 seconds, who's the MVP of the league?
God, that's tough on August 1st. I can't call it right
now. Gotta make
right.
a bet.
Machado, there's Trumbo, there's Machado. Altuve.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey,
I was thinking Machado.
Well, you got a lot on your mind, my brother. You're a little bit busier than we are. Have a good one. Chris Cotillo, we appreciate it. We'll join you again. Look forward to having you on right here on SB Nation Radio.